Reading is exhorted, and that's based on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14. And tonight's lesson is titled, Warn the Idle. So we're looking forward to hearing that message. Just to reiterate the two announcements that we had made last night, let's continue to remember Starla's mom in our prayers, that she has the catheter in her heart, and she did start dialysis. So let's continue to remember her. And then let's also continue to remember Beth Weeks. She's a member at Skyline there in the corner Hayden area. So she is still at the hospital in Nashville recovering from her surgery of having the tumor removed from her brain. Another meeting that we wanted to make all of our members and visitors aware of is the one in Gardendale. That starts Sunday and goes through Wednesday with Jeremy DeHutt, and that those evening times are at 7 p.m. As far as our order of worship, after these announcements, Ethan Jamerson, who's from Gardendale, will be having our opening prayer. Rex Biddle will have our song service. His first number is 508, and those numbers are posted to my right on the board. And then at the close of service, Rex Sims from Edwards Lake will have the dismissal prayer. All right, that's all the announcements that I have. At this time, we'll be led in our opening prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we are able to come here together this evening to be with one another and to dive into another portion of your word with Brother Shanks, and we're thankful for him and all of the work that he does to spread your word and to be an example to others and encourage others to live more like your son Jesus. And we pray for him and his family that they'll continue to encourage people, and hopefully we will be an encouragement to them as well. And we pray for him as he speaks to us tonight that he will have a ready remembrance of the things that he's prepared to say to us and about your word, and that we'll have open hearts and open minds and listen to him. We're also asked that if anything can be said or done to help someone here come closer to you and to have a change of heart, to either change their lifestyle or begin their relationship with you by being baptized, we pray that will happen and that we will be encouraged by that. And Father, we're thankful for another day that we have here to enjoy your creation, to gather together with one another, and to strive to live like more like your son Jesus. We pray for those who couldn't be here tonight due to sickness or traveling, and we pray that you would be with them and either heal them or keep them safe in their travels. At this time, we're also mindful of the country that we live in, and we're so thankful for this country allowing us to come here and to study your word freely without fear of persecution. We pray that we'll continue to be able to do that. We pray for the leaders of our country and the potential leaders. We pray that we as citizens would make the right decisions on who to elect. And Father, we're also mindful that if that doesn't happen, we know that you're in control, and we pray that you would encourage us, and that we will cling to you no matter what happens, and that we will not let that ruin our faith. Father, again, we're so thankful that we can all be here tonight, and please be with us as we study more about your word and try to learn more about you. And we pray that everything that we do here tonight will be pleasing and acceptable to you, and that we will be encouraged by being here and learn more about you and your will for us. And it's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.